مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
We should understand how to answer to how are you. So I'm going to teach you 10 ways to say how you are. Okay? And you can say I'm fine, but you can see it's boring to say I'm fine. You should change it. But let's see. The first one is I'm fine, thanks, how about you? That most of the students say it. So this is, actually we can use this response when someone asks us, how are you? We can tell him, I'm fine, thanks, how about you? Okay. Next one is, pretty good, I love this one. You know, pretty good, it's a friendly way to answer to how are you, very friendly way. Sometimes it's, actually it's used as a reply to this question, how you doing, or how are you doing? Pretty good. So it's very friendly. Next one is not bad or great. Not bad actually means I'm not very good and I'm not very bad, I'm so-so. Okay, I'm not bad. And great means I feel very well. It's very clear, I feel very well. For example, today I bought a car, so I'm great. Yes, how are you? I'm great, I have a new car. Next one is couldn't be better. But do you know what does it mean? Couldn't be better. We can also say things couldn't be better. It's an informal way to say everything is fine or I'm fine, couldn't be better. Okay, so it's an informal way to say I'm fine. Next one is can't complain. I myself use this one a lot when I speak with my students. Can't complain. So can't complain used as a response, meaning fairly good or well, to questions such as how are you or how is business. For example, how have you been? Can't complain. Which means, actually, this term means that nothing serious is wrong. Can't complain. This is a good answer to how are you. Next one is I've been busy. This is a good answer for the greeting that we learned in the previous part. Like, how have you been? You can say, I've been busy. Number 8, same as always, which means there are no changes in my life. My life is repetitive, like always, same as always. So if there are no changes, you can say same as always. Next one is not so great, which means I don't feel very well. Yes, not so great maybe. Yes. Also we can say not so good, which means you are not okay and maybe you have a problem. And number 10 is could be better. Actually, it means that I'm not feeling the best I could. Okay? Could be better. So here we understood 10 ways, 10 phrases to answer to how are you or how is someone. I'm gonna repeat them for you. You can repeat after me. I'm fine, thanks. How about you? Pretty good. Not bad. Not bad. Great. Great. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Can't complain. Can't complain. I've been busy. I've been busy. Same as always. Same as always. Not so great. Not so great. Could be better. Okay, now let's use these examples. Let's use these greetings in different examples. Okay, here you can see there is a conversation between John and Sarah. Okay. Hey, Sarah, how have you been? How have you been? And Sarah says, same as always. Same as always. Next one. Hey, Sarah, how's it going? How's it going? And Sarah says, fine. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better, which is an informal way to say I'm fine. Hey, Sarah, what's up? And Sarah says, well, nothing much or not much, which is a good answer to what's up. Nothing much, not much. Hey, Sarah, how is your family? And Sarah says, thanks, can't complain. Can't complain. Here, there is a conversation between John and Ted. Hey, Ted, I'm surprised to see you. What have you been up to lately? What have you been up to lately? Which means, I haven't seen you for a long time, and what are you doing? And Ted answers, oh, hey! Hey, John, I've been busy. I've been busy. This conversation is between Alex and Robin. Alex says, hey, Robin, long time no see. How's it going? How's it going? Hey, Alex, pretty good. I missed you. I missed you. And this conversation is between Sarah and Robin. Hey, Robin, good to see you. How are things? How are things? And Robin says, hey, my best friend, not so great. I failed in my exam. So she didn't actually maybe pass her exam. So we studied and we understood lots of ways to say, how are you, and to answer to how are you. Now, you guys, I suggest you to go and practice and use these greetings with your friends and have fun. Thank you. Okay, guys, repeat the words and the phrases after me. I'm fine, thanks. How about you? Pretty good. Not bad. So-so. Great. Couldn't be better. Can't complain. I've been busy. Same as always. Not so great. Could be better. Good job. Let's move to the next part. You meet your classmate, and then he says, in a friendly way, how are you doing? So, what do you answer him? Pretty good. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. A friend of you asks you, how's business? Then you want to say nothing serious is happening, or fairly good. So what do you say? Can't complain. Can't complain. You come back from work and you don't feel okay, then your mother asks you, "How are you today?" What do you say? Not so great. Could be better. Could be better.